He's been seen on CNBC, the Fox News Channel, and the Fox Business Channel. His articles can be found on MarketWatch, Seeking Alpha, TheStreet.com, and many other places. He's the author of the weekly Best Stocks Now newsletter and the inventor of the Best Stocks Now app. He's president of Gunderson Capital Management. Here is professional money manager, Bill Gunderson.
And welcome to the Friday, April 24th live edition of the Best Stocks Now radio hour with professional money manager Bill Gunderson, president of Gunderson Capital Management. Well, we're looking at a pretty bright green day here before the market opens. The futures are looking positive right now, with the Dow futures up almost 200 points right now, 193. That would put the Dow at 23,534. The S&P futures up about 25 points. That's 0.9%. And that would put the S&P back above 2,800. NASDAQ futures looking pretty buoyant here, up 60 points right now, 8,659. Russell 2000 futures small cap, 0.9% to the upside. Everything about 0.8% to 0.9% right now as we begin the final day of the trading week, which sometimes can be a little bit freaky Fridays, I call them. There seems to be some hesitation to leave chips on the table before a long weekend by traders, but right now things looking pretty positive. Crude oil, that's probably one of the biggest reasons right there. It's up 72 cents, $17.22. What? From minus $30 per barrel to positive $17 per barrel in 4 days? That's what you call some pretty wild action there on the crude oil market. 17.22 is the indication this morning. Gold up $7.20. 17.52 as it closes in on 1800, and the 10-year right now is at 0.61. Pretty quiet today. So welcome to the Best Stocks Now radio hour with professional money manager Bill Gunderson, president of Gunderson Capital Management, broadcasting from the shores of the beautiful Wando River. We had one heck of a rainstorm and thunder and lightning yesterday evening as part of that front that went through the southeast. It could get pretty wild here, let me tell you. And then the next day it's 80 degrees, sunny and beautiful, kind of the weather pattern here. But most of the time we have pretty good weather here in this neck of the woods, which I call the edge of America. And of course this show, it gets a little edgy sometimes. I try to go out there where others dare not go, and I stick my neck on the line, that's for sure, every single day on the show and every single weekend in the newsletter. I've already got a really good start on this week's newsletter. One subject that I'm kind of tackling in the newsletter this week is this: the straw that breaks the camel's back, the money printing, the $6 trillion bailout, the rise in gold, what impact will it have on the dollar? You know, we just keep adding debt upon debt upon debt and more debt. And this one is just like, okay, what happens when the next issue problem comes along? And there will be more issues. There will be more problems down the road. Is this the straw that broke the camel's back? Well, we had a pretty weird day in the market yesterday. There was some controversy there. The market was going along at about a 200 and plus 240, something like that. And all of a sudden, the World Health Organization, which has been grabbing a lot of news recently, put out a release. They accidentally uploaded results from Gilead Sciences, China, their clinical trials on their drug remdesivir, okay? And they weren't supposed to put those up. From what I understand, they had a hard time getting enough people to enroll in the first place in that clinical trial. But apparently the results of what they did get were not very promising. In fact, it kind of was a flop. And as soon as that was released by the World Health Organization, that sent the market gave up about half of its gains. The Financial Times reported that Gilead's remdesivir flopped in its first randomized clinical trials as a potential treatment for COVID-19. Well, it's significant because it was just last week on hopes that remdesivir did work. However, Gilead shot back and said, well, you know, they took a lot of things out of context there, and we really aren't going to know the answer to this until we have a complete clinical trial, and they're going to have the results by the end of this month, which was in just 6 days. So we'll find out one way or another whether or not remdesivir from the Foster City biotech company that brought you Sovaldi has any impact on coronavirus. The futures are up this morning. Why? Well, the economic package, more debt upon debt, was passed. Another $484 billion in financial aid to small businesses and hospitals. In the meantime, 16 states have unveiled plans to lift coronavirus restrictions, though President Trump might extend social distancing guidelines to early summer. Well, that doesn't mean that the economy can't open back up. It just means we got to stay 6 feet apart, which I suppose is a little different, a little difficult at your neighborhood restaurant, crowded restaurant. Well, they're going to have to figure out some creative way to handle that. Over 4.4 million Americans sought unemployment benefits last week. What's the five-week total? 26 million. It wiped out all job gains since the global financial crisis back in 08 and 09. However, it seems to me that we're going to have a boom in people coming back to work at some point in time. This is not a structural problem. This is different from the financial crisis. It seemingly has played out in China, where they're back to work full force. Ran the course there in China in about 3 months, if you believe China. Global stocks lower after Gilead disappointment. Well, I think the World Health Organization has a bone to pick with Trump and the Trump economy and the Trump stock market, etc. They seem to be at war with one another. But I printed in my newsletter a couple weeks ago how the World Health Organization completely misled the public. And obviously we're in the bag for China. I wish these celebrities and entertainers that did this benefit to raise money for the World Health Organization, I'd rather see that go to coronavirus frontline people or survivor or whatever. I don't trust that World Health Organization at all. PMI, fastest contraction in survey history. That's the Purchasing Managers Index. The deterioration of the flash PMI numbers indicates a rate of contraction exceeding that seen even at the height of the global fight. Well, we shut our economy down. We didn't do that in the global financial crisis. It shut down slowly but surely as one financial institution after another disclosed bad loans that weren't being paid back. You know, that was the financial crisis. This is a voluntary shutdown of your economy. But still, it was stunning. The scale of fall in the PMI adds to signs that the second quarter, which we're now in, by the way, we're 24 days deep into Q2 2020, we'll see a historically dramatic contraction of the economy, GDP in other words, which everybody is expecting. And the durable goods orders, which came out a while ago, they were actually a little, there were some bright spots in the durable goods orders, which were down 14.4%. But if you take out transportation, it was actually better than expected. So, you know, economic reports that are coming out, index of leading indicators, PMI, PMS, PMR, everything else, you got to kind of take them with a grain of salt right now because of a voluntary shutdown of the U.S. economy. Now, the big question is, when will this economy open back up? Remember, originally it was supposed to be the day after Easter, and then it was pushed off until May 1st, which is just 6-7 days away. Well, I can see some states opening back up, but I don't see New York City opening back up anytime soon. A lot of companies in the news again today. We are in earnings season. This is Bill Gunderson. We'll be right back.
Are you a diehard do-it-yourself investor? Bill Gunderson makes the tools that he developed to professionally manage money available to you. I invented the Best Stocks Now app, which gives you relative performance, valuations where possible, and my proprietary ranking on almost 5,000 stocks, mutual funds, and ETFs. The cost is $9.99 per month. And if you want to see all my live trades in all four portfolios, you can subscribe for $89 per month. Visit my website at GundersonCapital.com. That's GundersonCapital.com.
This is Paul Carlson, co-portfolio manager at Gunderson Capital Management. I am excited to join Bill and the rest of the team here at Gunderson Capital Management as I bring more than 30 years' experience in the investment industry with a focus on bonds and fixed income. I look forward to helping clients that are in or near retirement transition their portfolio to a more stable portfolio with higher income generation. For this purpose, we have developed a bond portfolio named Best Bonds Now, which is based from the app Best Stocks Now. To learn more, go to GundersonCapitalManagement.com. This is Paul Carlson, co-portfolio manager, here to talk about a new Safer Money portfolio that we now offer. It is a portfolio of about 10 individual bonds that come over from our Best Stocks Now list. Overall, this portfolio has a current annual yield of just over 4%, and you will get your principal back if you hold these bonds until maturity, provided the company does not default. There is also opportunity for capital appreciation on these bonds if interest rates fall or if the credit rating improves. We will be able to capitalize on these credit changes and interest rate fluctuations. This means we'll be actively managing this individual bond portfolio along the way and be looking to take profits if the opportunity presents itself. The management fees on this new portfolio are low, and so is the volatility. Looking for professionally managed safe money that offers liquidity and no commissions to get in? Then you've come to the right place. Give us a call at 855-611-BEST or visit our website at GundersonCapital.com.
There's a child sitting on a hard metal chair, clutching tightly to the trash bag that holds everything she owns. She's there because her father abuses her, and her mother doesn't care. There are people all around her, but she's never been more alone. A social worker tells her not to worry, that they'll find a place for her soon, as she dials yet another number, this time to a group home, and then a shelter, and then a temporary housing facility. If she called you, would you make a place for this child? The Bear Foundation is a Christian foster care ministry, and our homes and families are made up of people just like you who, when called, answered yes. This is your call. Right now, there's a child or teen who's wondering, where am I going to live? Who will take care of me? You have the answer. Call the Bear Foundation today. For more information about Christian foster care, call 1-866-265-2476, 866-265-2476, or visit christianfostercare.org.
My name is Barry Kite, and as the newest member of the Gunderson Capital Management team, I wanted to introduce myself. As a seasoned financial planning practitioner and chartered financial analyst, I joined Gunderson Capital to assist clients with complex financial planning needs and portfolio construction strategy. Over the last 20 years, I have refined my holistic approach to planning and portfolio construction with a focus on ensuring all of your investment assets are working for you in tandem towards a common financial goal. All too often, clients have a financial advisor who is only concerned with the specific assets you have tasked them to manage, with no regard for the purpose of your other investment accounts. Our approach takes all of your investment accounts into consideration when developing your personalized portfolio strategy. Whether you're retired, quickly approaching retirement, or still in the accumulation phase, Gunderson Capital Management is here to navigate the inherent risks of the market while helping you meet your financial goals. If you hadn't had a financial review in a while, or you would like a second opinion, I encourage you to give me a call at 855-611-BEST. That's 855-611-2378.
back here to the second quarter of the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour. Well, let's see. What else do we have going on here today? What don't we have going on here today? Equity stakes. Okay, how about these publicly traded companies that were asking for money for the payroll protection loans? And many of them applied and got money. The U.S. House of Representatives passed that bill yesterday, $484 billion, which will replenish the funding, which was all used up. But here's a new twist. Treasury Secretary Steve Mnuchin will also require public companies deemed critical to national security, which isn't Ruth's Chris Steakhouse, although, you know, hey, it's a good place to go for your birthday, but it's not national security. Okay. That seek a share of the $17 billion in virus-related relief. Well, you have to give the government an equity stake. Okay. First of all, if you're a public company, you have to be one that's critical to national security. And if you want money in this particular handout, you've got to give up some ownership of the company to the government. For private companies, Mnuchin said, they will accept senior debt instruments or other financial interest as collaterals. Big universities and others return $350 million of these loans. Harvard University, Stanford University, Princeton University are sending back loans they obtained through the payroll protection program meant for small businesses. Yes, I'm sorry. A big university is not a small little family business. President Trump said at the White House Corona Task Force briefing, a number of companies are also sending back their loans, and in some cases, he's put a stop on payment. Oh, man. You go to cash that check and it says, you know, insufficient funds, stop payment. That adds up to $350 million of loans that are being returned to the SBA to be redeployed to small businesses. You know what? That's what they were meant for in the first place. 23 states mentioned trying to fire up plans to get back to work. We're one of the 23 states here in South Carolina. We have not been hit real hard by it, but we have been hit along with every other state. I know they're opening up parks, beaches with some restrictions. You got to keep moving. The boat ramps are open. I see fishermen out on the water again. Furniture stores are slowly opening, but no restaurants yet. And, of course, in a tourist town, they're suffering mightily. The hotel industry, the tourist industry here in Charleston. I also like the study, and I give a lot of weight to it, that the sunlight and humidity and heat destroy coronavirus. To me, getting out and walking and getting some sunshine, laying in the sun, doing something. I think vitamin D and sunshine has something to do with, the immune system. I think sitting inside in a damp basement, not a good thing with all of this. Bleach will kill the virus in 5 minutes, but isopropyl alcohol will kill it. Doesn't mean to drink it, but wipe your surfaces and whatnot. That was a presentation made last night. And, of course, the becoming very apparent that many, many more people had the COVID infection than those that were diagnosed with it. The preliminary results of a New York study show that 14% of state residents, including one out of five in New York City, had the virus at some point in time, but never went to the hospital, never got a test, overcame the virus. I'm convinced it went through our area here in December. My wife and I had severe respiratory illness that took a lot longer than normal. I missed, you know, I had to really struggle through a week of radio shows where I had absolutely no voice. We actually have a guy in our church that goes back and forth to China on business, and it seems like it went through our whole little congregation. That's just my opinion, okay? I'd have to go get the antibody test to know for sure, but it wouldn't surprise me. But so what does that mean? If New York is reporting so many infections and so many deaths, well, if you raise the number of infections and divide the amount of deaths into that, if you make a much bigger denominator, the mortality rate now is somewhere in the 0.2% to 0.6%. That actually die once they're infected. Not 8%, not 9%, not 13% as reported in Italy. 13% of people that got coronavirus died. Well, that's a scary number. No wonder nobody's going outside. But you get it down to 0.2%, 0.6%, that's still about 5 times more than regular flu, but not nearly as deadly as, you know, the early reports and the Drudge Report, the headlines here and there about this pandemic, this killer pandemic. Well, you know what? You got to take that with a grain of salt because you have a much, much bigger denominator now to divide the amount of deaths into. Unprecedented demand from advertisers for the NFL draft. I miss the draft. I was watching something else. I always enjoy watching the draft. I'm sure the Chargers got a quarterback after they sent Philip Rivers packing off to the Indianapolis Colts. But one sign of, you know, a little bit of light at the end of the tunnel. People are ready for football. I've been ready for baseball since April. Still no baseball. Have you seen a live baseball game anywhere? If you do, let me know. I'd like to see at least my Padres aren't mathematically eliminated by this time in the season. In fact, we're undefeated in this year's MLB Major League Baseball season. Disney said it's seeing unprecedented demand from over 100 brands to advertise in tonight's NFL draft. Of course, Disney, ESPN. The draft is one of the first live sports events in more than a month. No wonder we're depressed. Huh? That's the first live sporting event in more than a month, and it's a draft? Well, okay. We'll take what we can get, but I think we're ready for some baseball, for some NBA, for some NASCAR, for some Indianapolis 500, for some Kentucky Derby. It's coming. It's coming, just not anytime soon. I can't wait to paint my face. I think I'm going to go down to Tampa Bay and become a Tampa fan this year to watch Brady and Gronk again in Tampa. This is Bill Gunderson. We'll be right back. This is Bill Gunderson, CEO and Chief Investment Officer at Gunderson Capital Management. During my career in the industry, I've talked with thousands of investors. Everyone has their own unique level of risk, tolerance, and objectives for their investments. On the one hand, they all know that they need either income or growth, but they have no specific plan to achieve it. That is why we have developed 4 different custom portfolios that address these issues. Having all your money in cash may be a good sleep at night solution, but you're losing out to the inflation termites daily. The next step up on the risk ladder would be holding an individual bond portfolio. The next rung up from that would be our dividend and growth portfolio. This portfolio is made up of high-quality stocks that pay a dividend or still growing their earnings. From there, we have our premier and ultra growth portfolios. These are custom designed and meticulously managed to give you the opportunity for growth during your accumulation years. To talk to us about a custom design, you can call us at 855-611-BEST or visit our website at GundersonCapital.com.
My name is Barry Kite, and as the newest member of the Gunderson Capital Management team, I wanted to introduce myself. As a seasoned financial planning practitioner and chartered financial analyst, I joined Gunderson Capital to assist clients with complex financial planning needs and portfolio construction strategy. Over the last 20 years, I have refined my holistic approach to planning and portfolio construction with a focus on ensuring all of your investment assets are working for you in tandem towards a common financial goal. All too often, clients have a financial advisor who is only concerned with the specific assets you have tasked them to manage, with no regard for the purpose of your other investment accounts. Our approach takes all of your investment accounts into consideration when developing your personalized portfolio strategy. Whether you're retired, quickly approaching retirement, or still in the accumulation phase, Gunderson Capital Management is here to navigate the inherent risks of the market while helping you meet your financial goals. If you hadn't had a financial review in a while, or you would like a second opinion, I encourage you to give me a call at 855-611-BEST. That's 855-611-2378.
This is Paul Carlson, co-portfolio manager at Gunderson Capital Management. I am excited to join Bill and the rest of the team here at Gunderson Capital Management as I bring more than 30 years' experience in the investment industry with a focus on bonds and fixed income. I look forward to helping clients that are in or near retirement transition their portfolio to a more stable portfolio with higher income generation. For this purpose, we have developed a bond portfolio named Best Bonds Now, which is based from the app Best Stocks Now. To learn more, go to GundersonCapitalManagement.com.
Are you a diehard do-it-yourself investor? Bill Gunderson makes the tools that he developed to professionally manage money available to you. I invented the Best Stocks Now app, which gives you relative performance, valuations where possible, and my proprietary ranking on almost 5,000 stocks, mutual funds, and ETFs. The cost is $9.99 per month. And if you want to see all my live trades in all four portfolios, you can subscribe for $89 per month. Visit my website at GundersonCapital.com. That's GundersonCapital.com.
This is Paul Carlson, co-portfolio manager, here to talk about a new Safer Money portfolio that we now offer. It is a portfolio of about 10 individual bonds that come over from our Best Stocks Now list. Overall, this portfolio has a current annual yield of just over 4%, and you will get your principal back if you hold these bonds until maturity, provided the company does not default. There is also opportunity for capital appreciation on these bonds if interest rates fall or if the credit rating improves. We will be able to capitalize on these credit changes and interest rate fluctuations. This means we'll be actively managing this individual bond portfolio along the way and be looking to take profits if the opportunity presents itself. The management fees on this new portfolio are low, and so is the volatility. Looking for professionally managed safe money that offers liquidity and no commissions to get in? Then you've come to the right place. Give us a call at 855-611-BEST or visit our website at GundersonCapital.com.
There's a child sitting on a hard metal chair, clutching tightly to the trash bag that holds everything she owns. She's there because her father abuses her, and her mother doesn't care. There are people all around her, but she's never been more alone. A social worker tells her not to worry, that they'll find a place for her soon, as she dials yet another number, this time to a group home, and then a shelter, and then a temporary housing facility. If she called you, would you make a place for this child? The Bear Foundation is a Christian foster care ministry, and our homes and families are made up of people just like you who, when called, answered yes. This is your call. Right now, there's a child or teen who's wondering, where am I going to live? Who will take care of me? You have the answer. Call the Bear Foundation today. For more information about Christian foster care, call 1-866-265-2476, 866-265-2476, or visit christianfostercare.org.
And welcome back here to the second half of the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour. The market has opened. We're up 130 right now on the Dow. The S&P is up 13 points. The NASDAQ is only up 14. Boy, a lot of steam went out of the old teapot there since the market opened. I haven't had a chance to look at any individual stocks yet. I want to bring up the date March 23rd of this year. Why? Well, that looks to me like it was the capitulation day for the equity markets. That's the day that the Dow Jones Industrial Average intraday hit 18,203. It went from a stunning altitude of 29,568 feet, okay? was closing in on 30,000 feet. And just 4 weeks later, it was at 18,213. That's quite a loss of altitude. And, of course, the oxygen mask deployed, you know, in the Wall Street airplane, and people started breathing oxygen and wondering if the plane was going to crash right into the Atlantic Ocean there off of Wall Street. Finally, at 18,213 feet, the old plane caught some wind, and the engine started to rev up again, and now here we are at 23,615. It's pretty hard to not look back on that March 23rd day and say that that was not the capitulation day when every remaining bull, you know, gave up and just said, that's it, I've had it. But there was another day earlier this week. Let's not forget that the commodity market has also been plunging during all of this because of the dry up in demand. And on Monday of this week, we're thinking that was April 20th, was that the capitulation day and the ring the bell day for commodities? If you look at that day, the collapse into oil demand and the resultant glut is real, but prices going negative by more than $20 per barrel, that's what happened on Monday of this week. Monday's price action is likely more about a thinly traded contract. Okay, I've heard a lot about that. That May contract, nobody wanted it. A flawed ETF, which was USO, and a number of inexperienced and undercapitalized punters getting way too far out on their skis, speculating in the oil markets. That's according to, where is this article from? You know, I can't find the source of the article, but it's an interesting article. And I thinking, yes, that was probably the capitulation day for commodities. Alongside collapsing prices for Texas tea, a number of other commodities from grains to softs to certain metals were also making or close to making multi-year lows on that day. And alongside that were big slides in commodity currencies. Yes, currencies are a commodity too, like the loonie and the Aussie. Well, actually, those are currencies that are heavily commodity. You look at Canada, they heavily rely on commodities, gold, silver, oil, timber, same with Australia. But they were also hitting new lows. Since then, we've seen sizable bounces in all of the above, led by the June oil contract, up another 30% yesterday to $18 per barrel. And the Energy Select Spider, which is XLE, is now up 36% over the past month. So it's made up a lot of lost ground, too. So those 2 days in the stock market, March 23rd, and in the commodities market, April 20th, we're going to look back and say, I wish I would have loaded up on oil at minus $20 per barrel, and I wish I would have loaded up on the Dow at 18,213. Retail sales disappoint in the UK. Now, that comes as no surprise. Detroit automakers are prepping for a restart. General Motors plans to start calling in some workers to its U.S. factories next week to help prepare the sites. Okay, prepare the sites for vehicle production again. You know what the damage has been to Ford? Here's an interesting stat for you. Tesla is now a $128 billion company. What is Ford? Ford is now a $19 billion company. Once again, the score. Tesla, $128 billion. Ford, $19 billion. But which stock would you rather own? The auto industry has just been decimated once again, and it was already shaky at best to begin with. Well, GM was working with UAW government officials on safety protocols to lower the risk of exposure to the highly contagious COVID-19. Now, the union is saying it's too soon and too risky to reopen auto plants and Michigan's economy in early May. That comes from UAW President Rory Gamble, who cited insufficient scientific data and coronavirus testing to assure workplaces are safe. So a fight going on between the automakers and the union. They're always fighting. What's new? Twitter blocks 5G conspiracy tweets. You know, I don't know about this blocking. What happens when the conspiracy theories aren't conspiracy theories and they're the real deal, you know? Are they going to be able to block that too to hide the real intent? You know, there's been this 5G conspiracy business going around with cell towers and whatnot. Twitter is blocking any 5G conspiracy tweets. The Twitter police. Employees can mandate COVID-19 tests for workers. Hear that, Paul and Barry and the rest of my crew? I'm going to mandate, doggone it, COVID-19 tests. Well, you know, there has been some, the Equal Employment Opportunity Commission has taken a look at that. So has the American Disabilities Act people. Can they require? Well, I think so, yes, if you want a safe workplace. And they can mandate that. Will airline passengers be compelled to wear masks? Well, all the stewardesses are going to be compelled to wear masks, and the stewards. That's going to be new at United Airlines. All flight attendants will be required to wear a face mask covering while on duty. Well, maybe, you know, if we can get people back on airplanes, whatever it takes, you know, let's get this economy as soon as we can going. Because the long-term damage here, we're talking a possible tipping point for our nation and the amount of debt upon debt and the cost of this thing. The cost of this thing is just unbelievable. Boeing still looking at more delays for getting their 737 MAX back in the air. Of course, they can get it back in the air. There's nobody that wants to fly in the air right now. And here's one that I find interesting. I've watched this stock in the past, and it's been showing up on my A-plus momentum list here recently. Emergent Biosystems, EBS. I'm going to take a hard look at that stock today, and here's why. One of the leading coronavirus vaccine companies is Johnson & Johnson. They, along with Moderna and a few others, J&J has chose to partner with Emergent Bio, EBS, on coronavirus vaccine candidate. I like that news. You know, an Emergent Bio is already a profitable company. They develop vaccines and therapeutics against biological agents that are potential weapons. So they know a lot about this, okay? They're a $3.5 billion market cap company out of Gaithersburg, Maryland. And that stock is breaking out to new highs today. EBS, Emergent Biosolutions, because Johnson & Johnson has chosen them. Now, this is a good stock before this, okay? And now Johnson & Johnson has decided to team up with them to produce more than a billion doses of COVID-19 vaccine candidates. Okay, there's the first potential best stock now that I've mentioned. And when we come back, I've got several in the final segment of today's show. This is Bill Gunderson. This is the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour. Get ready for the final segment for the week, and then get ready for this weekend's newsletter. Be right back.
This is Bill Gunderson, professional money manager and chief investment officer at Gunderson Capital Management. Many of my listeners are still in the accumulation phase of their lives. They continue to contribute to their retirement or savings accounts. Along with their contributions, they still need for their portfolios to grow. They need to be in the best asset classes for growth now. They don't have time to miss 9-year bull markets or be in the wrong places. I manage both an aggressive growth and a conservative growth portfolio for these folks. It seeks out the best growth stocks that I can find at any given point in time. These portfolios are carefully tended to by me on a daily basis. These two portfolios are also unconstrained. They are active, not passive. They can go anywhere in the world to find the best growth opportunities. At times, they may be in cash or have some inverse hedges if I think that the market is too expensive or the economy is headed into recession. Is your main objective still accumulation or growth? I'm on it. Contact us at GundersonCapital.com or call us at 855-611-BEST.
There's a child sitting on a hard metal chair, clutching tightly to the trash bag that holds everything she owns. She's there because her father abuses her, and her mother doesn't care. There are people all around her, but she's never been more alone. A social worker tells her not to worry, that they'll find a place for her soon, as she dials yet another number, this time to a group home, and then a shelter, and then a temporary housing facility. If she called you, would you make a place for this child? The Bear Foundation is a Christian foster care ministry, and our homes and families are made up of people just like you who, when called, answered yes. This is your call. Right now, there's a child or teen who's wondering, where am I going to live? Who will take care of me? You have the answer. Call the Bear Foundation today. For more information about Christian foster care, call 1-866-265-2476, 866-265-2476, or visit christianfostercare.org.
This is Paul Carlson, co-portfolio manager, here to talk about a new, safer money portfolio that we now offer. It is a portfolio of about 10 individual bonds that come over from our Best Stocks Now list. Overall, this portfolio has a current annual yield of just over 4%, and you will get your principal back if you hold these bonds until maturity, provided the company does not default. There is also opportunity for capital appreciation on these bonds if interest rates fall or if the credit rating improves. We will be able to capitalize on these credit changes and interest rate fluctuations. This means we'll be actively managing this individual bond portfolio along the way and be looking to take profits if the opportunity presents itself. The management fees on this new portfolio are low, and so is the volatility. Looking for professionally managed safe money that offers liquidity and no commissions to get in? Then you've come to the right place. Give us a call at 855-611-BEST or visit our website at GundersonCapital.com.
My name is Barry Kite, and as the newest member of the Gunderson Capital Management team, I wanted to introduce myself. As a seasoned financial planning practitioner and chartered financial analyst, I joined Gunderson Capital to assist clients with complex financial planning needs and portfolio construction strategy. Over the last 20 years, I have refined my holistic approach to planning and portfolio construction with a focus on ensuring all of your investment assets are working for you in tandem towards a common financial goal. All too often, clients have a financial advisor who is only concerned with the specific assets you have tasked them to manage, with no regard for the purpose of your other investment accounts. Our approach takes all of your investment accounts into consideration when developing your personalized portfolio strategy. Whether you're retired, quickly approaching retirement, or still in the accumulation phase, Gunderson Capital Management is here to navigate the inherent risks of the market while helping you meet your financial goals. If you hadn't had a financial review in a while, or you would like a second opinion, I encourage you to give me a call at 855-611-BEST. That's 855-611-2378.
This is Bill Gunderson, CEO and Chief Investment Officer at Gunderson Capital Management. During my career in the industry, I've talked with thousands of investors. Everyone has their own unique level of risk, tolerance, and objectives for their investments. On the one hand, they all know that they need either income or growth, but they have no specific plan to achieve it. That is why we have developed four different custom portfolios that address these issues. Having all your money in cash may be a good sleep at night solution, but you're losing out to the inflation termites daily. The next step up on the risk ladder would be holding an individual bond portfolio. The next rung up from that would be our dividend and growth portfolio. This portfolio is made up of high-quality stocks that pay a dividend or are still growing their earnings. From there, we have our Premier and Ultra Growth portfolios. These are custom designed and meticulously managed to give you the opportunity for growth during your accumulation years. To talk to us about a custom design, you can call us at 855-611-BEST or visit our website at GundersonCapital.com. And welcome back here to the final segment of the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour. Well, the market went limp here. We've pretty much lost all of our gains for the day. The Dow is up 32, the NASDAQ down 16. Looks like we're going to limp into the weekend. But that's cool. You know, we've come back a long ways in this market. And I've been saying that the market was overdue for some consolidation. Some healthy consolidation. I'll be working out my new numbers today for the S&P 500 earnings. I think they should kind of settle in here finally. Boy, you go back 4 or 5 weeks ago, we didn't know where the numbers were going to finally hit for this year's earnings in the S&P. But I think we've got some pretty enough good data right now to come up with a pretty firm number. I've been way lower than the consensus estimates. The consensus is finally catching up with me. Today, I think, could be a watershed day as far as the future of the S&P 500. It's based on earnings estimates. There's not a better indicator in the entire market than the earnings expectations, and that will be updated in my newsletter in the macro outlook tomorrow. The portfolios will be updated. Most of our portfolios are in positive territory for the year. Our big, large cap growth is up 4 or 5% so far this year. That was as of yesterday. The ultra growth, too, one's barely positive, and the dividend growth is almost positive also. All right. I get into the water every single day in my dive gear and my spear guns and whatever else, but I'm there to observe and to act upon what I observe. Now, I just talked about one stock. I don't give recommendations, but I just give my what I observe. And I have observed EBS, which has been very buoyant recently. I didn't know why. I've followed the stock over the years. It is a profitable company. Obviously, biology warfare is a big concern. You know, cybersecurity is a big concern. Space and missiles are a big concern. But look at the havoc wreaked upon the U.S. by a biological, I'm not saying it's an attack, but it's a virus. And obviously, somebody could use virus in the future to bring a nation to its knees, okay? And EBS is at the forefront of the fight of protecting us against biological wealth warfare. But they're teaming up with Johnson & Johnson to hopefully develop a vaccine for coronavirus. The other stock that really jumped out to me yesterday was Zoom. ZM. You know, Zoom, can you believe this? In December, they had 10 million people during a day, average daily, during a webinar. Zoom CEO Eric Yuan said that they have now surpassed 300 million daily Zoom meeting participants. This compares to 10 million in December. From 10 million to 300 million? What kind of growth is that? The growth user surge comes with increased security scrutiny, and Zoom had a little issue there with security. Well, they debuted last week, Zoom 5.0, with an additional security feature, including the AES 256-bit GCM encryption standard. Well, I'm glad that's in there, finally. Zoom rocketed higher yesterday to new all-time highs. And get this, it's not easy to get into the NASDAQ 100. This stock just went public fairly recently. It joined the NASDAQ 100. It's joining the NASDAQ 100 in just 6 days, which my Dexcom did recently. Dexcom's been one of the biggest winners. that I've ever found. I just saw a guy on one of the business channels talking about Teladoc. That has been an unstoppable stock that I discovered a long, long time ago, TDOC. It's it's more than tripled, almost quadrupled in the ultra growth buy and hold portfolio of just 20 stocks as Teladoc. I do not currently own Zoom, but man, I'm telling you, it's becoming a major, major player here. And it has a few competitors that also look fairly attractive here. Zoom's from 10 million users a day to 300 million in just 2 months. And the last one I want to bring up here is another. This is one I own in my emerging growth portfolio, DraftKings. Now, DraftKings did a very unusual type of IPO, kind of a shell company first, absorbed it, and now they're going public and they're changing their symbol, although they have been a public company under the symbol DEAC. Diamond Eagle was the name, and now they've approved a merger with DraftKings, which begins trading on the NASDAQ today under the ticker symbol DKNG. And I think there's major pent-up demand to gamble on baseball and football and sports and basketball and whatever else, and DraftKings obviously is kind of in the driver's seat when it comes to that, when sports starts up again. Now, the stock's been hitting new highs even before sports starts up again, with no live sports out there. I guess you could bet on the draft yesterday. I don't know. DraftKings, DKNG. So those are my three stocks that I'm going to mention here today that really, stories and charts that popped out during my day of observing the markets yesterday. Well, what did I see this past week? I'll give you a summary in this week's newsletter. I'll update you on my portfolios and how they're doing. What I own, I put my neck on the line, doggone it. I'm still number 132 rank overall in tip ranks out of 7,800 people. Puts me in the top 2% of all of them. You might want to see what I'm doing at this time in the market, in a market that looks ahead. It doesn't look at today. It doesn't look at yesterday. It looks to the next several months from now. What does the market see and what is it based upon? Okay, it's based upon earnings expectations. That's critical. That's the best indicator of all. And I'll be updating my macro outlook. But our main gig here is money management. I enjoy managing money for folks all across America from every walk of life. You can hear your money manager on the radio every day. You can read his newsletter every weekend. And we have a team, A-plus team, that backs me up. Why don't you come on board? Give us a call, 855-611-BEST, or try out the newsletter, GundersonCapital.com. Okay, over and out. Have a great weekend.
This show is not a solicitation to buy or sell any securities. Bill Gunderson or clients of Gunderson Capital Management may have long or short positions in stocks mentioned during the show. Gunderson Capital Management is a fee-based registered investment advisory firm. All accounts are held at Ameritrade. Ameritrade is a member of SIPC and FINRA.